If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. It's what Jesus says to his closest friends. And if we ever questioned the countercultural nature of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, this is one time that there is no doubt that this Messiah is nose to nose, toe to toe, in opposition of what the culture, especially the culture of the first world countries in the year of our Lord, 2014. His words were not terribly well received in first century Palestine either. Peter, the one who just spoke out, naming Jesus as a long-awaited Messiah, balks at Jesus when he tells the group what his fate will be, that he will undergo great suffering and even die and then be raised. It seems that Peter tuned out just after the great suffering and death. He totally blanked out when Jesus said, "And on the third day be raised." "What?" Peter exclaims. "No, that can't happen. Remember, you're the Messiah. Messiahs don't suffer. Messiahs aren't killed. Messiahs rule and live long and happy lives and die in their sleep at a ripe old age, or even taken bodily to heaven. Messiahs don't undergo great suffering. Messiahs aren't killed." And perhaps what Peter is saying is a real possibility. Perhaps Peter's words echo the words of the tempter who offered Jesus the world for his kingdom, because Jesus does not shake his head in sadness at Peter's words. He doesn't have pity or compassion on Peter like he does so many others. He gets downright mad, or so it seems. He says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you set your mind not on divine things, but on human things." The temptation here for Jesus is real, it seems. He actually could choose to avoid the great suffering and death, but he chooses not to avoid it. And then he tells those who would follow him to do the same. Jesus says, "Deny yourself." If that isn't countercultural, I don't know what is. There is nothing in our world today at all that echoes that sentiment. We're all about self-fulfillment, not self-denial. We're all about what we deserve and what we've worked so hard for. We're about acquiring and accumulating, not denying ourselves. "What do you mean, deny yourself, Jesus? Aren't you the Jesus who wants us to be happy and wealthy?" How does that mesh with deny yourself? It seems that deny oneself is exactly what Jesus calls his followers to do. Maybe that's why Jesus has so few true followers. This is not easy stuff. This is downright difficult. This is not a Jesus who is just waiting around to help us out. This is a Messiah that demands something of his followers, something really big. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Several of those listening that day actually did end up doing exactly as Jesus commanded, and many others have as well. For most of us, taking up the cross and following Jesus will not be a literal event. For some folks, it certainly is. But for most of us, taking up the cross will be much more of a figurative event based on the first demand for denying self. While denying self may, in many instances, mean getting rid of some of the stuff we've accumulated, it's actually much more than that. Denying self may mean slowing down or on accumulating stuff, if the stuff is what defines who we are. Am I defined by the stuff I have? My car, my clothes, my address, my vacations? If so, then I might want to take a look at my life and deny that stuff, shift my priorities. Or am I defined by something else? My busyness, my career, my self-importance. If that's what defines me, then that's what I need to take a look at and maybe deny that. Jesus says, let my example define you. Be defined as my follower, not as one who lives by the values of the world. Take up that hard cross and follow me. You may not be popular. You probably won't. You may not be cool, but you will gain your life. If all your stuff and all your accomplishments and all your acquisitions, your bank account, your stock portfolio are the things that define who you are, if this is your life, then you will lose it. At some point, ultimately, you will lose all of that, and your whole life will have been for nothing. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? You can amass great wealth and acquire unbelievable amounts of stuff. You can gain the whole world, but it will be gone in an instant. If we follow Christ, deny ourselves, our selfish desires, our selfish needs, then we will gain our lives. Our life will be new and different, and freed in ways that we could never have imagined. We're called to live counterculturally, to not be led by the demands of the world, but to be different. The world says more stuff, more, more, more. Jesus says less, less, less. Less stuff, less worldly accumulation, more freedom, more grace. Open your eyes to a new way of living, a way that denies self and gives life. This new way of living may take some of us more time than others. There's a lot to give up. The good news is that we can start right now, giving up one small part of self, letting go of one ego need. We do, that opens a space for Jesus to fill. And each time we give up a little more, there's a little more room for Jesus to come in and take over our lives. Some days we may do better than others at turning over our cluttered lives to Christ. That's okay. Just take it one step at a time. Jesus knows we aren't perfect. He wants us to move away from ourselves and move toward Him, to let Him have the prominent place in our lives. And when we can do that, we truly are freed. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Turning to page 326, let us stand and affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
Amen.
they do it not for self alone, but for the common good. And as we seek a proper return for our own labor, make us mindful of the rightful aspirations of other workers, and arouse our concern for those who are out of work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, of sins to all those who with heart of repentance and true faith turn unto him. Have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, for the sins of the whole world. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Wednesday evening and help out with that. That would be wonderful. And then, of course, that means next Saturday will be the day that we disperse the beans and rice, so you're welcome to be a part of that as well. I have an announcement from the ECW. The ECW brunch is next Monday, which is September the 8th. It will begin at 10:30 a.m. in Tyler Hall, so bring a favorite brunch dish and a recipe to share. And then we'll start with you, Chris, and then we'll share brunch. There is a pamphlet on the back table. If you are a female and you are here, you have one of those with your name on it. So please pick that up on the way out and spread the word. If you know some friends that you can take them to, that would be great as well. I know you can tell that I am yelling at you, and I hate to do that, but when I turned on the microphone this morning, it sounded like there were fireworks going off in the church. So it rained yesterday, and one of these days we're going to get that taken care of, but we hadn't done it quite yet. So pardon the yelling, I hope you can hear me fairly well. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. inspired by fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of this passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. Humbly
least 7 minutes.